Reacher star Alan Ritchson, cops get away with murder all the time. By Warner Todd Houston on April 12, 2024. Alan Ritchson, the star of Amazon's hit show Reacher, claims to be very disturbed that police officers can get away with murdering people all the time and are never held accountable for it. The 41-year-old actor cast his accusation about lawless police officers in his interview with The Hollywood Reporter last week, in which he made a series of admissions of his extreme views. The tough guy actor has revealed his anti-cop sentiment in the past, of course. He raised eyebrows in August of 2020 by wearing a t-shirt calling for the arrest of the Kentucky police officers who shot Breonna Taylor in March of that year. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Alan Ritchson, at Alan Ritchson. Ritchson spoke about the Taylor shooting to The Reporter, calling it a tragic case. But he went on to attack all police officers everywhere. Cops get away with murder all the time, and the fact that we can't really hold them accountable for their improprieties is disturbing to me. The star of a show that is said to be a favorite of conservatives and members of the military. We should completely reform the way that we do it, he said of police work. I mean, you shouldn't have to spend more time getting an education as a hairstylist than as a cop who's armed with a deadly weapon. We should make it very hard for people to make mistakes or abuse power in our institutions, he said. The claim that hairdressers require a more stringent educational process than police officers is dubious. Potential police officers have to pass numerous mental health evaluations, in-person interviews, and a long list of other requirements before they are even considered for the job. Then they must go through an academy training course and a probation period if they pass the training. Further, more and more police departments are raising standards to include college courses, as well. Ritchson made a number of other extreme statements during his Reporter interview, as well. He called former President Donald Trump a rapist, hinted that one cannot be a Christian and a Trump voter, called the Catholic Church a haven for pedophiles. He also admitted that he got so depressed as his acting career was ramping up that he tried to commit suicide. Being bipolar has wreaked havoc on my life many, many times. I would wish it away if I could, but it's so much a part of who I am now that I should celebrate it a little or, at least, accept it, he said. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.